Welcome to If These Walls Could Talk, a short podcast about your connections to the built environment of Denver. I'm Sam Pike, your host. Eclectic South Broadway holds a host of memories for Denverites. For Carrie, her own experiences have ranged from adolescent years eating late-night French fries to raising teenagers in the exact same neighborhood. Let's walk down memory lane and eat a slice of famous pizza for old time's sake.
My name is Carrie Reemersma.
Hi, Carrie. Thanks for sitting down.
Thanks.
Tell me a bit about your connection to Denver, any buildings that really stand out for you.
So we moved to Colorado when I was 10, and I lived in Littleton, south of Denver, and so started taking the Broadway bus up into Denver, like in my early teens.
To get away from
the suburbs.
Home and figure out who you are?
Yeah. Yeah.
What did you... where would you go? Would you just come to hang out, or would you have a spot?
I would typically go with a friend to Wax Trax Records or to thrift stores on Broadway to go thrift store shopping.
Which is what people do on Broadway still.
Exactly. And one of my favorite places that's no longer there was Mary and Lou's Cafe on the corner of First and Broadway. So now it's the Hornet Restaurant.
Oh, okay.
It was a 24-hour cafe.
Oh, those are the best when you're in high school.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Lots of pancakes and late-night French fries and milkshakes.
How have you seen Denver change over the years, and has it kind of affected how you've changed?
So I moved away for college, and then I lived in San Francisco for 10 years, and then I came back about 17 years ago.
Okay.
And it seemed different then, but I think it's probably changed a lot more since I've been back than during the time when I was gone. I get sad sometimes when the old businesses go away, like Famous Pizza just closed in our neighborhood, which had been there for 45 years.
I didn't know that closed.
Yeah.
That's really sad.
Yeah. So I think of Denver, when I moved back from San Francisco, I thought of it as like a really affordable and manageable city. But I don't know how anybody who's young is like buying a house or moving here now.
Definitely.
Unless you make a lot of money. And I think that makes me sad. I see a lot of artists leaving, and I see way more people who are homeless than there used to be. And I feel like we could do better as a city.
Do you feel like the values of the city have changed, or do you just think that the problems have become bigger?
Yeah, I don't know if the values have changed, because I honestly couldn't say what were the values of Denver like 30 years ago. But that the change in the demographics and the disparity of wealth is very, very apparent. And I don't know where like a middle class life is, or and I see a lot of communities just being displaced. And I just feel like that's a loss for a city.
Yeah. That's a huge loss.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of potential that's, instead of growing, it's getting squashed.
Yeah, and there's just whole neighborhoods where there's communities and restaurants and venues where people and families have been gathering for a long time, and then they get bought up and they don't exist anymore.
Yeah. Have you, over the years, thought of anything that would be something like a practical... people who aren't even in government can do to be a part of a solution? Or
I think voting is really important.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that is something everyone can't, not everyone can vote. A lot of people can vote who don't vote. I think that's always a way to make your voice heard. And I think we really need to make some changes, whether it's with our ability to tax and raise revenue, or just like, what do we find acceptable? But I think these things are complicated, and it is a challenge. I mean, I think being kind in your own community and noticing and not ignoring things is important. I don't know. I'm always looking for answers to those. So if you have any good suggestions, I don't know what the answer is.
I don't know either. That has probably been the number one theme both years that we've done these stories is I love this place. There are some major challenges and it's hard to find my place now just because it's gotten so expensive. Mm-hmm. So, I think if you give anybody an opportunity to talk about their home and that's the number one thing coming up, that's a really important thing to come up. Mm-hmm. So I think it does take more of us talking about it.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Well, thanks for sitting down.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
If These Walls Could Talk is brought to you by Denver Architecture Foundation and the Denver Public Library. Editing by Josh Wright and Erica Prather. Our portable cardboard recording booth was designed and built by Extra Vitamins. The Blair Caldwell African American Research Library hosted us this year. If you have questions or comments, please reach out. You can contact us by emailing hello@denverarchitecture.org. And I'm Sam Pike, your host. Thank you for listening.